So I have a story for you that you're going to love because this falls into every bit of your philosophy.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how you're always saying, don't tweet anything that you're a little controversial or that you're a little question. Like, don't tweet something that you're like, should I tweet this? Should I not? Like, the answer is always no. Like, don't tweet anything controversial because the chance of you losing a job or getting in trouble or not getting a job or something like that is just too great and not worth it. Mm-hmm. Right? You know how you always say that?
Like, if you have to ask, don't hit send.
Exactly. And I once told you about, like, I've had tweets go viral and your response is always like, oh, how much did you get paid for that? And the mm-hmm. answer is
you're rich
nothing.
Now. You're rich right. because yeah. a million people saw it. You're rolling in money.
Right. So this story is right up your alley. So there's this guy, Eli, who got on TikTok and he was working at Starbucks. And like, I don't know, like the store would be closing and it was towards the end of the day. And he started like he and his fellow employees started doing stuff on TikTok where they would like basically make fun of customers. Mm-hmm. So there's this one TikTok where he does something where like a customer says, hands back a cold drink and says, I wanted this hot. Mm-hmm. So in the TikTok, he throws it over his shoulder. He's like, fine, here you go, hot drink. Somebody else says, you know, I wanted more whipped cream in this. I would be showing this to you, but he's taken it down and there's nowhere to, you can't find it anywhere. Mm-hmm. I want more whipped cream. And he's just like pouring whipped cream, pour into like this, just so much whipped cream. And then in one, he's like taking money out of the till and he's fanning. And he's doing all this stuff, like all these crazy things on TikTok about working at Starbucks. So that TikTok video got 400,000 views and 60,000 likes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's, it literally went viral. So guess what Starbucks did?
Fired him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They fired him and he was just interviewed and he said, I don't understand. He said, nothing was broken or vandalized. He said he got a letter of separation, which is how they don't fire you. They send you a letter of separation. Mm-hmm. In the letter, it said that Eli demonstrated behavior not aligned with Starbucks' mission, values. He posted content on TikTok that showed partners mocking customers mm-hmm. and their orders, throwing drinks outside of the drive-thru window, fanning out money from the cash till, all things that you're not supposed to do at work. And he regrets every bit of it. He said he loved working there. He was making good money. He loved his coworkers. He loved his managers. It's COVID. He had trouble getting a job. He finally got a job in near where he lived. So it was really convenient. And he messed it up because of TikTok.
Nothing good comes out of social media. Nothing.
Right.
You can't tell me that was good. Because the minute you said he was doing the whipped cream too much and overflowing, I thought he's got to be fired. I mean, right. How much money did you just waste for no reason?
Right. Just to make fun of a customer. And there were no customers there. His argument is there were no customers there. He wasn't actually making fun of a customer. He and another employee were just screwing around at the end of the day and they were just having a little fun. But because it was his video and his TikTok, he's the one that got fired.
Work is not for fun. Work is for work. You do work. You don't waste work. Right. You don't waste whipped cream. Now, whipped cream ain't cheap because it's in a big silver thing and it's really, really good. It's not cheap. So,
but here's the hypocrisy of it because, okay, maybe not Starbucks, but there's so many industries like our industry where the minute you apply for a job, they want to know how many followers do you have? How many friends do you have? How much engagement do you get on your social media? Remember the last job we had, they were on us all the time about posting and posting and posting. You got to post, you got to post, you got to post.
And what I say, I'm not going to do it because right. it doesn't matter. Doesn't right. matter at all. If I have 500 million followers or five, doesn't matter.
Yeah. The thing that's weird about that, again, it's not like it equates to listeners because we're posting and it's going on. I'll say it all the way out. Instagram. So you know what
Thank
I'm talking
you.
About. You post something on Instagram and most of my followers are all over the world. So how does that help our local morning radio show? Somebody in, you know, Uganda is not going to wake up at some crazy hour to listen to our morning show. It doesn't do anything for the show.
Okay. Here's the real issue with that is radio back in the day used to have something called a budget to where they could advertise your radio show. They could put you on TV, they could put you on billboards and the newspaper and whatever. Now, radio spends, when's the last time you saw a billboard for a radio station? You don't.
No,
they don't
not
exist.
Even the big ones. Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because there's some really huge radio stations near where I live that are like the number one show, and they've been there for 20, 30 years. And I used to see billboards all the time. Now I don't see any.
When's the last time you saw a TV commercial? When's the last time you saw a TV commercial? And B, when's the last time you saw one of a radio station? You don't. They just don't exist. So there's no budget there for the station to advertise your show. So it's up to you to advertise your show. So that's when I put my foot down and said, no, you want to get our name out there, you do it.
But we advertised our show by going from number 12 to number one.
No, I'm saying that's not my job to advertise, to bring people to my show.
We did bring people to the show by doing a good show and by engaging our audience and by quadrupling the audience we had. Wasn't that enough? Like, why do I have to post a picture of my dog on Instagram today?
Right. And that was my fight. My job is not to bring them. My job is to keep them and to keep them around and to keep them happy and keep them smiling.
Right.
That's my job.
Right.
Your job is to get them to come in the front door. See, that's what would drive me crazy working at a store where I had to, my whole life depends on tips, and there was nobody coming in the front door, then that's their job to get those people in the front door.
Jeremy says, best morning show ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, no, I think the company has to bring people in the front door. You have to do your best to keep them and to get more.
Right.
But not through my social media account. And that's where I would have the problem nonstop with the last station saying, no, it's not my job. My job is to get ratings.
Right.
And the more I put on social media, the less people are going to listen to us on the air. You know, if they can get it all on Insta, then why would they listen to us at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
If they're getting all the best stuff on Insta, then they're not going to stick around at 7 a.m. and listen to us.
You wouldn't even do a podcast. You were like, why do a podcast? If you want to hear the show, you got to tune in.
Yeah. If you don't hear it when it's on, sorry.
Try again tomorrow.
Right. We'll be on again tomorrow. You know what? We never take a time off. So you'll hear us tomorrow. And tomorrow will probably be better than today. Today probably sucked. Tomorrow will be much better. So I'm not going to keep putting stuff out there where people just listen online.
It's not just our industry. I hear so many of my friends talk about this. Like, I mean, I have a friend who's she's in entertainment law, and she was getting a new job at a new law firm. And they were like, so how many followers do you have on TikTok and Instagram? And she's like, what the hell does that matter? I'm an attorney. Like, I went to law school. I would have gone to another type of school if the amount of likes and tweets and retweets I had was more important than whether I could, I don't know, do law.
Yeah, because they want to bring people into that law firm through your social media and use you instead of spending legitimate money on advertising.
But she had your argument. She handled a lot of celebrities. So she was like, I handle big cases. I handle names. I mean, a lot of, I say celebrities, but like sports figures is really what she handled. But, you know, famously, and her name is out there. And it's like, my reputation is what's going to bring people in, not how many people are following me on TikTok.
No, you get a TikTok account and then you put stuff up there to bring people in, and I'll keep them here.
Right.
So that's your job.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
The last station, there's two people back there in the back. That's their only job is social media. That's all they do all day. They don't have to get one rating. You know, they don't have to bring one advertiser into this place.
Right.
That's their only job, is to sit back there and do social media. Not my job. They know a shitload more about it than I do. I'm stupid when it comes to social media. Use the professionals. They suck on the air. That's the reason why they're not on the air. And that's the reason why we're on the air. Stop being cheap.
I love when they used to have meetings with us and they'd bring the social media people in. They'd be like, okay, so we need you guys to post this, maybe do some more of this, do some
Can't
more of that.
Wake it's up like, early. You do it.
Like, it's like, wait a minute. I got to come up with these posts. Aren't you the social media director? Isn't it your job to figure out what we should be posting instead of, it didn't make any sense. It's like, go post stuff, put my name on it.
There's two of you back there.
It's okay with me.
And you're,
right.
And you don't do an air shift. You're never on the air. You don't have to be funny. You don't have to come up with shit every single day. Yeah. Go back there and do something productive for once. Stop drinking coffee and talking to other people. Do your job.
I love that. Like, so we would go interview Harry Styles and it would get picked up by Entertainment Tonight and the Daily Mail and Page Six and TMZ. And we'd go to our website and there'd be nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's like, wait a second. We just gave you some great stuff that you could be putting all over social media.